Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
20 minutes away from the Rangers Players Show here on your home at Texas Rangers Baseball, 105.3 The Fan. But let's get into some NFL news of the day, shall we? Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, the Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus. We got Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman hanging out with you. And we do encourage you to come on out to Draft 101 Thursday night, 4131 North Central Expressway, sponsored by Whataburger. They're going to feed you. The sign-up, there's not one. You just show up at 6:45. You hang out with us. We talk draft. It's going to be awesome. We look forward to seeing all of you there. And then we'll be at Shell Shack tomorrow off Henderson. So a lot of opportunities to come party with the G-Bag Nation. If you did miss it, Tyron Smith has officially retired. He will sign a one-day contract. There will be a press conference for him tomorrow at the Star in Frisco. So congratulations on a phenomenal career for Tyron Smith, who did play with the Jets last season after 13 years with the Cowboys. And now, as we talked about in the open, it does set up the possibility. You have Zach Martin and Tyron Smith maybe going into the Hall of Fame together. I think that would be awesome.
Can I throw another little caveat into that one-day contract deal? Yeah. Dallas now holds his rights. So if all of a sudden you get late in the season, I don't know if Tyron Smith is going to completely stay in shape and all that, but he might not. But at least you have his rights if all of a sudden you want to. Who is the safety that played? Eric Weddle.
That's right.
Played for the playoffs. Got a Super Bowl ring
sure
out of that.
Sure did,
didn't
with
he?
The Rams.
Yeah. I was trying to remember Eric Weddle. I couldn't for the life of me think of his name.
I knew exactly where you were going after you mentioned that. That's amazing.
Yeah, but the Cowboys do hold his rights now. So if all of a sudden, like, you get to week 15 or 16, and remember they put Lyle Collins on the practice squad for, like, one of the games at the end?
Yeah.
Just, I mean, it gives you maybe a little flexibility if something happens down the stretch and you might need to go get a guy like that. Now, it's all depending on Tyron staying kind of in shape and being ready to play. But, you know, just something to always think about.
Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting one. You never quite know what's going to be going on. We will get to some draft audio here. We got Quinshon Judkins, who talked about meeting with Jerry Jones on the Up and Adams podcast. Will Howard's giving his draft pitch as well. And then Diana Rossini giving us some insight on one team that's eyeing a quarterback in the draft. But the Miami Dolphins and cornerback Jalen Ramsey are mutually exploring trade options. So later today, Chris Greer told, or earlier today, Chris Greer told reporters that he's scheduled to do a news conference and that Ramsey didn't ask to be traded, but the decision came after numerous conversations between the two camps. So it's just probably mutually for the best moving forward. But they're not looking to trade Tyreek Hill, not pursuing anything regarding the Cheetah as a possible trade target. But we'll see about Jalen Ramsey, who does, I believe, have quite a bit of money left on that contract.
You'll
right
be paying
now
him $21 million this year if you trade for him.
Yeah, he's due $25.1 fully guaranteed in 25.
They already
They've
gave
already
him
paid four.
Yep.
So there's the $21.1 million that you would be then on the hook for.
Yeah, which is not astronomical in any way. If there's a team out there that's really a contending team that feels like they need a corner, most teams probably do, because you can never have enough of those guys. He's still really, really solid, not still at the height of his powers, but absolutely an upgrade for most teams, I would imagine. So for 21 mil, just obviously what's the draft pick compensation going to look like? I think that
I've asked some Gang of Seven, so maybe I can get some of that here. Krusty's Corner guys will tell me that.
And I do think the Dolphins would punt on Tyreek Hill, but I don't think right now they're in any position to be able to do that, because how many teams actually want Tyreek Hill right now? He's off an awful season. Mm-hmm. He was injured, and he's just constantly screwing things up off the field. Yeah. So that's not really a tradable piece right now.
No. And yeah, I guess, you know, whoever would trade, it's trying to buy low. You're not going to be getting anything that's really good. So yeah, I guess we'll have to monitor that. Maybe Jalen Ramsey, who has been traded several times already in his career.
He's used to it.
Maybe this ends up going to a contending team. We'll see what the development is there.
Nothing we want to see the Cowboys do, right?
I don't think so. I mean, they do need a corner. I just don't know that they want to throw that amount of money at the position. I guess post-draft, they could circle back and look at it, depending on what ends up happening. Do they end up getting a corner in the first couple of rounds? Do they not? But they could circle back and revisit that. I don't think – maybe if it's like a fifth-round pick, they give up one of their fives.
Yeah, I wonder how pressed the Dolphins are going to be about wanting a pick in this year's draft, or if they're okay waiting it out and then just saying we'll take a pick next year if it means it's a second-round pick instead of a fourth-round pick or whatever.
That'd be one that would be very interesting to me if they'd even want one Jalen Ramsey. As we are talking draft, Path to Draft brought to you by Pluckers. Join us at all Pluckers locations Thursday, April 24th for our annual draft party. Our dude, Mel Kiper. Okay, Mel Kiper Jr. He's been mocking Omarion Hampton to the Cowboys, and he's been pretty consistent about it.
Carolina running back.
Well, Kiper and Field Yates got together. They did a 3-round mocky mock on a SportsCenter special. Now, they did not have Omarion Hampton going to your Dallas Cowboys.
Good.
This time, it's Matthew Golden, the wide receiver out of Texas. And they wrote, Mel said, I thought about going Omarion Hampton out of North Carolina here with the possibility of Golden's 4.29 speed. Great route running opposite CeeDee Lamb just make too much sense. The Cowboys can finally get some reliability at wide receiver two for quarterback Dak Prescott. They haven't had two wide receivers go over 700 yards since CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper both did it in 2021. So the pivot there with Matthew Golden at pick 12. The rest of the haul then, when you look at pick 44, pretty sexy. Savon Revell, the cornerback out of East Carolina, coming off that torn ACL, but seems like he's going to be cleared and ready to go for training camp, and Dr. Cooper did do the surgery, so the Cowboys know probably as well as anybody what he's looking like in his recovery. Big, long, makes plays on the ball. That would be a really good addition along with Diggs and Bland, and hopefully you can get something out of Kalen Carson, but that'd be a hell of a pick at 44. He actually goes right ahead of Carson Schlesinger, the linebacker from UCLA.
That's another good pick.
That we'd also be very interested in.
Yeah.
And then in the third round, the Cowboys circle back pick 76, Dylan Sampson, running back out of Tennessee. You want some juice. Dylan Sampson's giving you some juice now. Not sure about the pass protection, but he definitely is a home run hitter right there. Has some good upside, a little bit smaller, but there you go. You come away with a wide receiver, a corner, and a running back in this 3-round mocky mock from Kiper and Yates.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the reason why the Cowboys brought in Javonte Williams, to give them the out on if they wait too long on a running back and they don't get a guy that is going to be able to be a 3-down back in terms of pass protection. Javonte Williams, you're a one-trick pony. That's who you are. You're the third down back. You can catch the ball a little bit and you can do some blocking here. And it gives them the opportunity to say, okay, if we don't want to reach in round one or two on a guy, then if we get a guy in the third round, hey, he can run the heck out of the ball. He's our starter, but we're not going to put him in pass-blocking situations. Yeah. That's why we have Javonte Williams.
But sure.
This feels pretty realistic, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that it's absolutely realistic. I mean, it sounds like, I mean, Revel could end up going in the first round, but maybe he does slide to 44. There's a ton of momentum right now going towards Matthew Golden as the Cowboys pick at 12, and he had Ted Roe and McMillan falling into the 20s.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. A
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Or they did. In this mock, which, I mean, hey, that'd be a shame for him. He's a great player and somebody's going to be getting a steal if that ended up happening. But I'd be fine with all three of those picks. I probably would have a running back that I like more than Samson, but hey, he's still a good player.
I was going to ask, I was going to ask you that though.
Scadaboo or Samson?
Samson.
I'd go Samson
where,
too.
How would you rank on their board where the, is Golden's a one for you?
Golden is a one for me. Yeah, he's the last of my ones at wide receiver.
Is a one, or he's a one as well, right?
Yes.
And then Samson, a three?
Samson's a three.
See, yes, I'm sitting the same way. To me, if Dallas pulled that draft off, that would be incredible to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just being greedy with that third and thinking, like, if you want to go with a quick, a speedy guy, yeah. I'd rather just go with Tootin out of Virginia Tech. I like him a little bit more.
Okay, but
I'm not against Samson by any means.
Well, see, I've got others ahead of Golden.
Yeah.
But
like, I prefer Ted over Golden, but I can see it.
I understand why they would. I've said this for the last 2 weeks now. I understand why they would take Golden over McMillan. I totally get it.
Where'd you put Cam Scadaboo?
Third round. He would be a grade of a 1.39, 1.38 for me in the Cowboys scale. Bottom of the third round.
Yeah, I popped him in the fourth.
Yeah, there you go.
He's violent. Yeah. I wonder if he can sustain, like he seeks out contact.
Right.
I worry about that a little bit. I mean, he is so much fun to watch. Just a badass.
Okay, when you talk about violent players, running the ball, him or Allen from Syracuse?
Well, Allen's a much better receiver, I would say.
Scadaboo's pretty darn good, bro.
I mean, I've got Scadaboo higher.
Oh, I do too. I do too. But I was just, the more I think about it, when I was working on stacking my players,
yeah,
I was thinking I had Allen too low in the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, I've got them both four. I just had Scadaboo higher in the stack.
See, this is when you go back and do this. This is what kills you.
It's tough
because you've done a lot of these players. You've studied them maybe in February, and you've got to
go back and rewrite your brain.
Yeah, and I'm going back reading notes. I'm like, well, wait a minute, this guy reads better than where I have him right now.
Yeah,
And that's, you know, that's something that always gets you thrown off.
Here is Diana Rossini on the Scoop City podcast talking about the New Orleans Saints. What's going on with them and quarterback in the draft?
I know that the New Orleans Saints are on a mission to get a quarterback. That's the facts. Where in this draft, I'm unsure of. Maybe this is Derek Carr looking at the situation going, I don't want the Kirk Cousins treatment. I don't want to be your quarterback. You guys draft a young guy coming in here, and it's basically, when is he going to play?
I think Kellen Moore is a great offensive mind. Now, we know what he's like as an offensive mind, right? How do these guys fit in? Derek Carr's not fitting into the equation. There was something that changed from the time he took the job and be like, okay, we can win with Derek Carr, to maybe Derek Carr's camp not being happy. Maybe it's they told Derek Carr's camp that, hey, we're taking a quarterback. Derek can be the starter for one more year, and then we're going to start this other rookie. Like, I can imagine something like that going, and Derek Carr being like, hold up, I don't want to be a placeholder. I want to have a situation where I can go and I can be a starter for two or three more years in my career.
I think a lot of these teams are thinking, man, can we circle back and just take our quarterback at the top of the second? Which could cause for a lot of problems if you get one over-aggressive team that ends up foiling those plans. All it's going to take is one. I want chaos. I just want crazy crap to happen with these quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah.
Like, I want all of a sudden Cleveland, we're looking around like, oh my God, they just took Shador.
Yes.
My God, the Jets just took Jackson Dart. And now you're New Orleans at 9 and it's like pure panic mode. You're like, well, damn it. We've got to take, who do we, Chuck? Milroe? Who are we taking, guys?
Howard?
Kellen, what do you, because now you can't wait. And then the phone's ringing and the Steelers are like, Jerry, come on. We need Milroe. We're going up 21 to 20. You want a first round next year? Just take it. Just take our one next year. That's our quarterback of the future. Now, pipe dream. Most likely none of that happens, but I'm here for the craziness.
Yeah, I mean, all it takes is one team, even in the teens or early 20s now, a quarterback goes off the board, and now teams like the Giants, who maybe passed on one at 3, are feeling like, okay, can we even wait now to go get, to just take a guy in the second round, or do we need to trade back into the first round? I think if I'm betting on it, I think trades back into the first round to go get a guy make a ton of sense.
Yeah, I think so as well. I mean, I've seen some scenarios where Cleveland takes Travis Hunter at 2, and then they're trying to get back in to get Shador.
Yeah, yeah. Or even the Giants, maybe they take the Hunter at 3 if he's there, or Abdul Carter, and then it's like, all right, now you know what? Let's go ahead and jump back into the first round to make sure we get a quarterback that we like.
Because I mentioned on the draft show, like, I just wonder, how much is that fifth-year option? How valuable is that
right
to keep the quarterback on the rookie deal? But now if you hit on him, it's like all these quarterbacks want to re-up going into like year 4. Does that even really matter? I don't know. But, hey, you got the fifth-year option on it. That could end up being valuable. So it's going to be fascinating to see what ends up happening with these quarterbacks. Now, Colorado two-way star Travis Hunter told CBS Sports that none of the teams that he's met with in the weeks ahead of the draft have made an issue of him playing both offense and defense.
Okay.
However, if an NFL team told him he had to focus on one or the other and not play both, it would be game over for him.
What?
He says, quote, it's never playing football again because I've been doing it my whole life and I love being on the field. Mm. I feel like I could dominate on each side of the ball, so I really enjoy doing it.
Sure.
So if a team doesn't give him the option, he says he's just not going to play.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
He'd rather not play at all than just play receiver. Yeah.
See, this is where I think teams have to be very, very mindful, and this is where he has to be careful too. I've said this earlier. The NFL schedule is longer than what he does in a collegiate season. He's a hell of an athlete. You know, 185 pounds. You know, you worry about him kind of getting wore down, getting smaller, you know, losing weight, maybe affecting his ability to play corner, you know, tackle. How physical does he want to be? You know, that's what I worry about with him. But this we've seen the rookie wall hit these guys. We saw Oso Digizua for 3 years really not get past game 14, you know? But those first years,
it's a grind, man.
It is a grind. The training camp, you're playing basically now with 20 games. So, yeah, here we go.
It's a lot of talk, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think whoever,
I like it now. You know, you can swing the big stick right now.
Yeah, exactly. You can say that now, but once you get drafted, it'll be a different story. And I still find it hard to believe that he can be a full-time two-way player. I do expect him, at least in year one, to be full-time on one side of the ball and then, you know, playing a fair amount on the other side. But 100% both ways is over the top. And even just, like, how long can you actually do that? If he can do the unthinkable and be full-time on both sides, that would be incredible.
The sustainability. All right, so much more to get into. I can sprinkle in some more NFL talk right before the top 10 later on today, but we've got our Texas Rangers Players Show. Hobie Milner, Rangers reliever, joining us next on The Fan.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.